Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God truly is good and worthy to be praised. I tell you, on this weekend, this resurrection weekend, I am truly blessed to the Lord, and I know that you are too. I tell you, the time just got away from me this morning. I'm still setting up the broadcast. I want you to call somebody and tell them about Woman to Woman. Go on Facebook, put me on your page, let people know that I'm on the air. I come every single week, every Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. to minister to you and all who will tune in to be blessed by what the Lord will have us to share on today. It's an open forum, so we'll be opening up the phone lines, amen, because I want to talk to you. Woman to Woman is not about me, but it's about you and what God is doing in your life. So I want you to just stay tuned, amen, as we go forward in sharing on today. I'm going to be asking you today, what does Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday mean to you? What is going on in your life that you want to give Jesus the praise, the glory, and the honor for? Amen. Just before we go into the broadcast, I'm just going to give you some time, give myself some time, and give everybody time to come in. I'm going to play just a little bit of this particular song by Kirk Franklin, and it's called Jesus. Amen. I'll be right back. Amen. Praise God.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope I bring you glory on this one, Father.
Hey.
Help me now.
Tell them what they need, Kurt. They need who?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus. Hey, Mr. DJ, can you play my favorite song? I know some of you can remember being out in the club, amen, and saying to the DJ, can you play my favorite song? And then when they played your favorite song, you were the first one out in the middle of the floor. And even today when we go to weddings and we go to parties and they play the electric slide, so many of us are the first ones out on the floor, and even the cha-cha slide, and they have the all kinds of different songs now, all of these dances that they're doing now out there, and so many people are so excited when their favorite song comes on. But how excited do we get when we talk about Jesus? My. When somebody says Jesus, amen, it should be quickening your spirit, because Jesus is the reason that we are all alive today and that we are still in our right minds. I mean, just let me talk about myself for a minute. I thank God for Jesus. Because of Jesus, I'm here today. Because of Jesus, I'm still alive. Like Kirk Franklin said, you're talking to a sister who should be dead right now. But I thank God for Jesus. Amen. When I was in my foolishness going down my own road, God saw fit to pull me up out of my mess. Amen. Can anybody testify that God saw fit to pull you up out of your mess, that he didn't leave you the way that he found you? Amen. And guess what? God didn't find you, because guess what? He was there with you the whole time. He says in his word, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, I am always with you. So I thank God for Jesus on today. I thank God that he has an ultimate plan for my life and for your life. The Lord says that he has a great plan. He knows the plan that he has for you. He is well aware of the plan that he has for you, and his plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. His plan is to give you a hope and a future. So just hold on. Listen, you might be a little bit discouraged about some things on today, but let me encourage you, amen. It's not about the people that are coming against you. It's not about the people that don't appreciate you. It's not about the people that are giving you a hard way to go. Even people in the church, amen, because we have something called church hurt. As much as we hate to admit it, it does exist. Amen. But I want to let you know on today that it's not about those people, but it's about Jesus Christ, and it's about what Jesus has for you to do. You have to refocus. The word for us today is refocus. Put our minds, we have to put our minds back on the cross. Amen. We have to put our minds back on Jesus Christ and be reminded of the sacrifice of Christ, that he went to the cross and he died so that we would have life, and have life more abundantly, have life to the fullest. Listen, your enemies are doing their job. Listen, the devil has recruited people to specifically come against you and the plan that God has for your life. But you have to hold up your head and keep pressing forward. Like my mother told me yesterday, keep pressing, baby. Keep pressing forward. Don't get discouraged. Listen, don't look to the left and don't look to the right. And definitely do not look at their faces, amen, because smiling faces do tell lies, amen. But continue to look at Jesus. What has God said? What has God said about you? What has God said to you, amen? So listen, stay on course. Keep moving forward. Do you know that every single day that you move forward in Jesus is a day that you spend in ministry, amen, to the Lord and for the Lord? Listen, our lives are to be lived out in worship. You know, my life is worship. You know, and when I allow myself to be down and discouraged, amen, that is not a time when I'm worshiping God. If you want to pick yourself up, if you want to encourage yourself, go ahead and worship God, amen. Go ahead and praise his holy name. Go ahead and magnify his name. Tell him how good he is, amen. And you will find yourself being brought right back up into his glory, amen. You'll be brought back up out of the pit, amen, of frustration and depression and discouragement, amen. God is too good. He's too good for us to spend time wallowing in self-pity, wallowing in the depths of hell, amen, because that's really where Satan would have us to be. But we're going to stand up and be counted and say, for Christ I live and for Christ I die. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Amen. I'm happy to be alive today. Anybody happy to be alive and happy to be saved on today? Amen. And praise God. Well, it's an open forum. We do have our marriage moment coming. I want to thank all of our guests who are already here in his presence, is in the chat room along with one of our guests, 2253. We have people already on the phone lines. Amen. And they are having a Holy Ghost party in the chat room. Hallelujah. You know, it's something about the anointing. Amen. You don't have to create the anointing. Listen, do you know you can't create the anointing? A lot of people, when you go into different places, they want to be excited, amen, on purpose, amen. And we should be excited anyway, amen. But sometimes we try to create something. We try to create an atmosphere. And God said if we just will come into his presence, amen, and worship him in spirit and in truth, amen, then we are the ones that he is seeking. Amen. Jesus told the woman at the well, the Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And I'm guilty. So many times I say, well, Father, what can I say to get these people excited about you? And what can I do to keep people listening to what you have me to say, to what I'm saying? And I'm guilty, amen, of wanting to keep people listening because I'm talking about Jesus, amen, and I want people to be excited about Jesus, so I'm guilty of trying to create a certain atmosphere, but I want to tell you right now that there's nothing like the true anointing of God because it is the anointing that destroys the yoke, amen. The anointing destroys the yoke. It doesn't just break the yoke, but it destroys the yoke. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be playing church. Amen. I don't want to be playing with the anointing. I don't want to be having an exciting time and having people bouncing up off the walls and then have people leave the presence and leave my presence. Amen. And when you leave my presence, you should leave the presence of the Lord. But I don't want to have the people leave the radio show or leave the church and nothing has changed. Amen. Amen. So it is my prayer that every time I come that the true anointing will come. And the only way that's going to happen is if I bring Jesus with me. Amen. If you bring Jesus with you, amen, it's not just me, but the Bible says where two or more are gathered. Where two or more gather, amen, together in his name, he said that he would be in our presence. Amen. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can have a Holy Ghost party, just the two of us. Amen. Sometimes we look for the crowds, but it's not always in the crowd. Is now always in the crowd, y'all. Amen. So I want to just thank God for being here on today. There is, I feel the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord, amen. His power, amen, is available to us today, amen. On this Saturday, when Jesus was in the grave, amen, and so many people say that Jesus wasn't just laying around in the grave. He was busy, amen. He went down to the depths of hell, amen, and took the keys of heaven, took the keys of the kingdom, amen, from the devil. Come on, somebody. Jesus didn't just lay in the grave, amen. Hallelujah. He was always. Do you know that God is always working on your behalf? He's working behind the scenes, amen. When we can't see him, when we can't touch him, when we can't trace him, amen, when we can't feel his presence, God is still yet working behind the scenes, amen. And I just thank God that he is that type of God that even though as one of the seven last words on the cross is, it is finished. Even though Jesus spoke those words, it is finished, as one of the preachers let us know last night, Prophetess Angie Singletary, at our seven last words, she said, it is finished, but it's not over. Come on, somebody. I felt you feel that. It's finished, but it's not over. Amen. God finished the work. It's already done. Amen. But it's not over. God wants us to walk it out. go ahead and tell yourself, I got to walk this thing out. I have to walk it out because I have to walk out the manifestation of God's glory. Amen and praise God. Well, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live with Woman to Woman. Amen. And it's a glorious Saturday. It's raining here in New Jersey. I don't know what the weather is like by where you are, but we do have some rain. Amen. And guess what? Rain is good. Amen. Because the rain comes to bring forth something. Amen. That's what I was just talking about. See how God ties everything in. If you're having some trouble in your life, if you're having some problems, if you're having some strife and conflict, that is all good. Do you know it's all good? Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. I'm telling you that it's all good. Connect the dots, as Lady Flag would say from the Women's Empowerment Book Club. Connect the dots. It's all good. Rain is good because God says that the rain, as the rain comes down, as the snow comes down to water the earth so that it will bring forth its burn and bring forth its fruit in season. He says, so is my word that will not come back to me void. My word, he said, will not come back void. I send my word to prosper you. I send my word to heal you. I send my word to deliver you. I send my word to encourage you. And the Bible, there's another text, and it's in my head. It says that the land that drinks in the water and brings forth fruit, the land that drinks in the water that falls down on it shall be blessed or bring forth fruit. I'm going to find that scripture for you. But in the New Testament, it talks about land drinking the water. Amen. Do you know that you are the land? Amen. And God has ordained for you to drink the water. Amen. Of the word. The Bible tells us that the word is the water that washes us and that we have been made clean by the word. Amen. So I just thank God. You know, one thing I want to say to you is get this word in your heart. You may not be able to memorize every single verse, every single text, but get the word in your heart because, listen, that word is going to sustain you when nothing else can. You might not be able to remember what chapter, what book, what verse, but guess what? As you have that word in you, that word will come back, amen, and flow over into your life to bless you when you really need it. Amen. So praise God. Well, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Again, I thank everybody for being on the phone lines and everybody in the chat room. Amen. If you're already on the phone and you want to be on the air, just push one. Amen. Push one and I'll see your hand go up and I'll put you on the air. We're expecting Pastor Anthony Simmons at the 1:30 hour. He's coming with a very brief segment on marriage. Amen. He's very busy today, but he has agreed to come and talk to us about marriage today. So that's at about 1:30. Amen. If you know somebody who's married, having problems in their marriage, or somebody who wants to be married, tell them to tune in. Tune in to Woman to Woman. Amen. Pastor Anthony is on his way. Amen. And also, I want to let you know you can call in now, 646-652-4832. I want to talk to you. What do the seven last words of Christ mean to you? We had a service last night, the seven last words of Christ on the cross. Amen. Or the seven last sayings of Christ, a lot of people would say. And he taught, as he was on the cross, he didn't say much, but these are the seven sayings that he said. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He got to the point where he looked at his mother, and he said, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, John, behold your mother. Amen. There was a point while he was on the cross that he said, I thirst. My God, I thirst. Another time when he said, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And he was talking to the thief that was hanging on the cross with him that acknowledged that he was the Christ. Amen. And God spoke very clearly through Jesus Christ to that particular thief while the other one was caught up in pride. The second thief was very humble, saying Christ didn't do anything. We deserve what we're getting, but he did nothing. And then he told Jesus to remember me when you enter into your kingdom. Amen. And Christ told him, today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus got to a point where he knew that his job here on earth was finished. Amen. And he declared right out of his mouth, as I said earlier, it's finished. It is finished. Amen. Hallelujah. And finally, he did what we all must do. He spoke to the Father and said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Amen. So those are the seven last words of Christ on the cross. Amen. If you want to call in and elaborate, listen, I know I got some preachers out there. Amen. Pastor Larry is renewing his wedding vows on today. Amen. Hallelujah. 25 years of wedded bliss. Oh, no, you better not believe that. 25 years of marriage. Amen. And Pastor Larry Sartin, who calls in on a regular basis, and his wonderful, beautiful wife, Lady Carol Sartin, are renewing their wedding vows on today. So Erica Anderson texts me that it's her pastor, and she's with me every single week that she can, and let me know that she will be at that vow renewal service on today. So it's a wedding, it's a celebration. What a great time to celebrate wedded bliss. Amen. They finally got it right, okay? Amen. Do you know that in the beginning of marriage, it's hard. It is hard, but we get to the point where we finally, prayerfully, with Jesus, we get to that point where we finally get it right. Amen. Well, come on. Call in, everybody. 646-652-4832. I know I have some preachers out there, amen, who want to elaborate on the seven last words of Christ. And also, what does Good Friday mean to you? What does Resurrection Sunday, or what the world would call Easter, what does that day mean to you? Is it another day just to have another church service? Is it another day to get cute, put on a pretty dress and a pretty hat? Amen. What do these 2 days mean to you? As a matter of fact, last week was Holy Week. They had a foot washing services on Thursday. Holy Thursday, amen. We didn't do it. We haven't gotten there to the point where we're washing people's feet. But what a humbling experience that Jesus laid aside his robes, put a towel around his waist, got some water, and bent down and washed the disciples' feet. My God, how many of us can do that? We're so busy. You know, and I don't want to be negative because, as I said last night, there are a lot of people who are for us. There are a lot of people, you know, you can count your enemies probably on both hands, amen, but you could probably take a hand and at least 3 to 5 fingers count somebody that's really in your corner. You could probably count some people on your 5 fingers who are really in your corner. Amen. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to have people who are really in your corner. So I'm waiting for you to call in 646-652-4832. Don't be shy. If it's your first time being here, amen, come on in. Come on and give us a call. God bless you, Gazelle. Good to see you there in the chat room. Amen. And go and tell somebody. This is a chance for your voice to be heard on the Women to Women broadcast. You know, I'm encouraging myself in the Lord today. Amen. I'm encouraging myself in the Lord. I'm homesick. You know, you get to the point sometimes where you look around you and you're like, my God, I miss that person, or I miss so-and-so. And this week I can truly say that I have been homesick. I told my sister on Facebook today, I said, I miss you. She moved to North Carolina about a year and a half ago. And then my mother moved in December. She moved on Christmas. And I said, I miss Mommy. My brother has been gone since high school, since he got out of high school. He went into the Navy, served 23 years in the Navy. I miss him. and his wife. My other sister, she's been in the Army. She's been in the Army for about 25 years, and she's in Missouri. My God, I miss her. Amen. So my heart is in all of these places. You know, they say that a house is not a home. Amen. And I agree with that. Wouldn't you agree that a house is not a home? Amen. A house is not a home. I thank God for my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and my children. Amen. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, my grandchildren, my sister Rashida. We're the only two here, my sister Rashida, myself, and my daughter, my grown daughter, and Justin is moving. My God, my oldest son is moving to Pittsburgh. And, you know, a house is not a home. I thank God for the people that are here, but I'm really missing a whole lot of people. Amen. I'm missing mommy, and I'm missing my sisters, and that my sister who's away, and my brother who's away, and my other sister who's away. I am missing my sister-in-law and my brothers, and that are married to my sister, my nephews and my nieces. Amen. So I can't wait until June, because in June I'm heading down to North Carolina to see my mother. And, you know, it's just a glorious time. But even in the middle of being homesick, you know, and like I said, home is where the heart is. A house is not a home, but home is where the heart is. And even in the middle of being homesick, the Lord had me go to our Good Friday service on last night. And these women of God, I mean, from 23 to 75, from 23 years old to 75 years old, and everything in between, seven of our members came forth and brought forth the word of God, the seven last sayings of Christ. And let me tell you, with each word, my spirit began to perk up, and I began to get excited, and I began to get reinvigorated, amen, and the Lord began to fill me up all over again, amen, hallelujah. So I thank God for those women who came forth, and they studied to show themselves approved. They did their assignment, amen. Pastor Anthony and I were sitting back like proud parents. We were sitting back like proud parents, but even though I still miss mommy, and you probably can hear it in my voice. I was okay, you know. I was all right. You know, I'm okay, amen. Because guess what? My mom is yet still in the land of the living. Come on, somebody. You know, my mother is still here. All of those people that I talked about are still here. And I miss my sister Janice, who went to be home to be with the Lord 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago. I miss her, amen. These people, you know, when you have people who love you and you know they love you, and Lord, I tell you, nobody does it like God. When he sets you up in a family or in a marriage or in a ministry with people who love you and respect you and appreciate you and celebrate you, amen. People who will put their hands in the middle of your back and say, go ahead, you keep going. So on this resurrection weekend, I'm thinking about my family, and I'm thanking God for my family, amen. I'm thanking God for the memories of those who have gone ahead of me, amen. And I'm thanking God that he gave me the time that he did with them, amen. I'm thanking God for those who are still here, amen. Hallelujah. I'm just thanking God today. I'm grateful, amen. Hallelujah. We have a hand raised, amen. I want to put this person on the air, and right after we take this call, we're going to have Pastor Anthony come with the marriage moments. Praise the Lord. Area code 917. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Evangelist Lucy. I know. How are you, sir?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And how are you, favored? By the grace of God.
Amen. Thanks so much for calling in to Woman today. I'm just, you know, this is an open forum, and it's open for anyone who will come out to encourage the hearts of women and men, because we have men that listen also. And I was just talking about Resurrection Weekend, Resurrection Sunday and Good Friday, and, you know, just really being thankful for family on today and being blessed. What would you have to share today, Evangelist?
Amen. First of all, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and Pastor Anthony for, you know, opening your hearts and your church to me and Brother Brian. You know, it's a blessing to get to know you guys. You know, and it's just a blessing. It's not words to really put together to explain my gratitude and first thank the Lord for you, because I learned a lot in the short time that we knew each other, and God has put us together for a reason that it's still, you know, it's still in the making, but I know God's going to fulfill His great and awesome purpose, and I just thank the Lord for you guys. I'm always praying for you. We're not always talking, but know that you have a brother here in the Bronx, like always praying and interceding for you guys as you're going forward, you know, higher heights and taking away taking away from the devil the souls that have them that he had them bound. And I just thank you for this resurrection day, because we know that he resurrected over 2,000 years ago, but he's still manifesting his resurrection power when a drug addict and alcoholic and a prostitute come back to Christ. And I just like to thank you guys. And that's about it. God bless you, and I'll still be hearing the program.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Luciano. Thank you so much. Listen, yeah, you came over from the Bronx, and you really blessed us when you preached with, at New Creation Christian Ministries. Boy, I believe that was over 2 years ago. My God.
Yeah, quick.
Yeah, and then you invited us over to your church with your pastor, and we were blessed to come and to have an interpreter, to as we preached the English, they were interpreting in Spanish. And, you know, I just thank God for you being a part of our journey and that we're able to be a part of your journey, you and Brian both, because the Lord definitely has his hand on both of your lives, and he has you doing a unique ministry over there. I know you have your radio station, and I've been meaning to get over there, amen, because I really wouldn't mind being broadcast on your radio station. So we're going to have to talk about that. I've been working for the past 2 years, and my assignment ends next Friday. I've been doing a 9-to-5, and I thank God that is on next Friday. So that's going to free me up to be able to tie up some loose ends. And one of the things I really want to do, Evangelist Luciano, is reconnect with you, because it's been too long.
Amen, amen, amen. That's true. That is so much I want to hear what's happening to you guys, because, I mean, I see you guys on Facebook, and you're just blowing it up with good testimonies. And like I said, what you see cannot compare to what you hear, you know. Jesus told the disciple that came, he told the disciple who John sent. And they asked Jesus, you know, are you the one, or are we expecting another? And he said, tell John this, that the blind see, the lame walk, the gospel is being preached to the poor, and that you guys are doing that. You're opening blind spiritual eyes. You're transforming life, and the gospel is being preached. So we need to tell those who are just coming up in ministry, to let them know, you know what, you could do it. So if God is by your side and he's standing by you like a mighty man, a warrior, there to fight together with you in this battle, I think we have the victory. And again, I just want to thank you in Jesus' name.
My God, amen. Well, praise the Lord, my brother. Thank you so much for calling into Women to Women. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand by. We're going to bring Pastor Anthony on the air. Evangelist Luciano, we love you. Amen. I tell you, we're going to bring Pastor Anthony on the air. I see you in the chat room, and I see you on the phone lines. I'm going to bring my wonderful husband on. We're going to do the marriage moments. I want to encourage you to let somebody know about Woman to Woman. Listen, like Evangelist Luciano said, that the blind eyes are being opened, and the sick are being healed, and souls are being saved, and we are snatching some from the pit of hell. And we're encouraging you to let you know that listen, no matter what it is, you can make it, whether it's ministry, marriage, you know, in your finances, in your business, as you're going to write a book or start a business, or even to have a grassroots ministry church, amen. Listen, nothing is impossible with God, amen. Your health, with your children, God is able to give you the abundant life that Jesus Christ came and lived and hung on that cross for you to have, amen. Not only was he buried, but he got up with all power in his hands. So call in. I want you to call in 646-652-4832, and here, let's welcome Pastor Anthony Simmons to Women to Women for our marriage moments. God bless you, honey. Welcome to the broadcast.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Yes.
To God be the glory. It really was a blessing hearing from Evangelist Luciano. Amen.
I still remember
the word he brought forth, count it all joy. He came from the book of James when he spoke here. God used him. That man of God has a powerful testimony, and it was good to hear from him today. He's doing a great work for God over there in the Bronx.
Amen. And Evangelist Luciano, your mic is open. You can say hello to Pastor Anthony if you like.
Amen, amen. God bless you, man of God. Again, as I told you, your beautiful wife, that you're a blessing from a church here in the Bronx. My personal ministry, I just thank you for opening your hearts and in your opening your pulpit to me to minister that day, and I know that great things are happening because again you have a heart for souls. And when you have a heart for souls, you have the heart of God, because God's desire is for all men to be saved. I'd like to thank you personally, from the bottom of my heart.
Amen, sir. It's good to hear from you. We'll continue to pray for you this Resurrection Weekend and Friday. We just know that God is able. He got up, and all power in his hands. God for you, amen, and thank God for the connection.
Okay, Pastor Emily, honey, so good to hear from you today. Are you ready for the marriage moment?
Amen. The Spirit led me to the book of Proverbs, that last chapter, talking about that versus woman. Amen. I'm going to cherry pick a few verses out here that really pertains to marriage, husbands and wives. Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him harm, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Verse 26 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Verse 23, her husband is known in the gate when he sitteth among the elders. And finally, verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. And it's about 10 or 11 verses that talk about this woman, Pastor. And because we're talking to specifically women today, amen, even though men are listening, I just thank God that this is in the Word of God. It paints a picture, and some may say it's almost impossible what this woman accomplished or what she does on a daily basis. It says she buys a field, and she makes linen, and she provides for her family, and she does so many wonderful things. And I'm believing that with man it may be impossible, but the Bible says with God all things are possible. And I just
want
women of God today to aspire to become all that they can become in God. There's a place that you can become in God where you will not get overwhelmed, you will not get burdened, you will not get burned out if you really learn to trust and lean on the arm of God. So I'm encouraged today by these verses because Pastor Rebecca, at the end it says, favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but the woman that fears God is the one to be praised. In other words, sometimes, glory be to God, when we have favor on our life, sometimes it's not actually us doing it, but it's the favor and grace of God really operating in and through our life. And not only that, it goes on to say beauty is sometimes vain. In other words, how people look and what we see from outward appearances, whether they have status, whether they have prosperity, whether they have success that we can visibly see, the Bible tells us that's not even the key. The key is that woman that reverence and fears God, how she can be this Proverbs 31 woman and this virtuous woman that her husband is known in the gate. And I thought about our relationship, how over the years you have always believed in me. You have always pushed me to do better, and you have always encouraged me to strive to reach my maximum potential. And every husband needs that from his wife. We need that wife who is that helpmeet to believe in us and the power that God has given us to do all that God has given us to do. And wife, woman of God, potential woman of God, when you push that man of God into greatness, he will rise up and call you blessed. Not only that, being a mother in this hour, Pastor Rebecca, is challenging. But I strongly believe that we can raise positive kids in a negative world. And sometimes it's overwhelming, sometimes being a mother and trying to nurture and cultivate our family, raising them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And sometimes, you know, women get a little discouraged trying to balance marriage and the career and trying to balance motherhood and also pursuing that career path that God ordained them to accomplish. Sometimes if we're not careful, we can get frustrated or discouraged because it seems like it's just too much on our plate and we're in that. But allow these verses to encourage you today, woman of God, that if you keep fearing God, if you keep reverencing God, if you keep looking to the hills which cometh your help truly does come from the Lord, there's a supernatural glory, be to God, I'm getting happy. There's a supernatural anointing of God that will come upon your life. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can really do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And that husband who's known in the gate, that husband who's going to rise up and call you blessed, the Bible says she does him good and not harm all the days of her life. The woman of God, women of God, or potential women of God who want to be wise someday, this is something for you to aspire to become. Because you really can be this virtuous woman in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Emily, you know what I love about it is that she was a virtuous woman before he found her. Because the Bible said, who can find a virtuous woman? And then I love the fact that you pointed out that a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. My God, you know, and when we think about that word fears, you know, it's a woman who reverences God, who, you know, seeks to please God in all that she does. You know, so often we get caught up in the sin aspect of the text of life, you know, of life, the sin aspect. We think we got to talk about adultery and fornication and homosexuality and drugs and get drunkenness, and we think we have to talk about those things. But, you know, it is my belief that if we would just get into the presence of the Most High God, and I love this, someone in my chat room, in his presence, but if we would just abide in his presence, and we would just love on Jesus, and we would just love on the Lord, and we would just operate, flow in the Holy Ghost, and we would just allow ourselves to live life in the Spirit. The Bible says walk in the Spirit, which means to live in the Spirit. We would just allow ourselves to live in the Spirit, then we wouldn't need these teachings. We wouldn't need as many teachings on the sin aspect of life, because there's something about fearing God, reverencing God, having a reverential fear, a reverential awe, a reverential love for God that just makes you want to do right. I mean, it just, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it just makes me, you know, the way that I see God and the way that I relate to him, it just makes me want to please him. Do you know what I'm saying, honey?
Oh, absolutely. And marriages will be all the more better for this. Because if you have that husband and that wife reverencing God, guess what? Their situations that arise in a marriage will be handled because they know not just their source, but they know the power of God. Amen? They understand the degree in which God can fix anything that comes into their marriage. So it's wonderful, Pastor Becker, because it says that she opens her mouth with wisdom. And the Bible says what? If we ask God, who freely gives wisdom, he gives it to us. Amen? So guess what?
Yes.
That goes back to what you're saying, that God, who is the giver of wisdom, is the ultimate answer to that woman when she feels as though she's about to pull the hairs out of her head. And the Bible says if you just ask for wisdom, God will give you wisdom to go forward and handle anything, any problem that tries to arise and dissolve your marriage. Amen?
Amen, amen, because we know marriage isn't easy, and I just thank God for the, wow, I mean, the years that we have coming up. I think we're going on 15 years. It just hit me. We're going to be married 15 years on this upcoming July the 10th?
July 20th.
You go, baby. You remember that date, July the 20th. I didn't stop playing. But July the 20th, we'll be married 15 years. My God. And my God, I'll be celebrating my 50th birthday in September. You know,
hallelujah.
I just thank God for life, man. I just thank God for life. I'm so full today. I mean, I was telling the people about the seven last words and, you know, from last night and how you and I were able to sit there and be so proud, so godly proud of the members. You know, some of them were ministers, some were, you know, just Sister Tara, Sister Nicole, Sister Linda, my God. And Evangelist Finney and Prophetess Singletary and Minister Leslie and Evangelist Page, my God, and how they brought forth the word of God last night with such power and from every age and from every aspect. And, you know, not only did they preach the word, but their lives preached to us last night.
Amen. And that's amazing that you say that, Pastor Becker, where the scripture really comes alive. And the Bible says God's word will not come back void. When you see evidence of fruit, when you see evidence of God's word at work, it really makes you take aback and say, God, you're just so wonderful. And Pastor Becker, there's not enough words in our English vocabulary to describe the awesome characteristics of God. And we saw that on display in our church last night that, like you said, some are members, maybe ministers someday, but some operate in certain giftings and anointings and callings of God. But collectively, they brought forth the word. They did their due diligence by studying the word of God, rightly dividing the word. Some of them said their personal testimonies, their personal lives. But more than anything, they lifted up the name of Jesus last night. Bobby lifted up. Glory be to God. Bobby lifted up. They lifted him up last night, and he drew us in. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm on the air right now with my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. I want to thank you all for tuning in on today. We have just completed our marriage moments, amen, and I just pray that you sense and you're picking up the anointing that's on our marriage. You know, we pay the price for this anointing. I talked about us being married for 15 years, and I, before I go into this, I want to, Pastor Anthony, I just want to invite people to call in. The call call-in number is 646-652-4832. You can call in. If you want to be on the air, you can just push 1, and that will raise your hand. I'll see you, and I'll put you on the air. I want to hear from you on today. The question that I have out there is, what does this weekend mean to you? The 7 last words of Christ, Good Friday, and Resurrection Sunday. What does it mean to you? Amen. And this is a chance for your voice to be heard. And also, if you have any questions for Pastor Anthony before he goes, because I know he does have to go, but call in within the next few minutes if you want to talk to Pastor Anthony, or raise your hand if you have a marriage question, or if you want to talk to us about anything that we're talking about on today. We want to talk to you. If you have a question for me that's not relevant to the topic on today, then you can go ahead and call in. I'll be more than happy to talk to you. If you need prayer, you can call in. Amen. Whatever it is that's on your mind, we're here for you. You know, very informal, just, you know, really hanging out in the spirit. Amen. Hanging out in the spirit, believing that God's going to speak to your heart through something that we say on today. Amen. And Pastor Andy, even as we sat there, like I was saying, as two proud parents, you know, as they went forth, as the ministers of last night went forth with the word, I mean, it's just powerful. And I was saying, it's an anointing that we have in our marriage that we were even able to do ministry together, because a lot of couples, you know, have problems in that area. But I have to tell, I just want to tell the listening audience that we paid the price, you know, just like Christ paid the price on the cross, and, you know, he had to die, you know, in order for us to live. Pastor Anthony and I both paid that price. We had to pick up our cross, die daily, and follow Jesus in order for our marriage to survive. There is no way that we would still be married 15 years later with the craziness that we brought into the marriage. I was crazy and he was mad. I was mean and he was mean. You know, I was too emotional and he was cold. You know, and this is the reality of what we brought. We brought our issues into our marriage, amen, and we had to kill off our flesh. We had to die the flesh. You know, I wanted things a certain way. I wanted things my way, and he just wanted peace. But I just thank God that, you know, he, through his word, he brought us on one accord to the point where we can now minister together. Honey, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, you know, the burden of ministry is just that, a burden. You know, it's something that God knows that you can bear, but it is, you know, the pastorate really is a serious calling. And we take this assignment serious, and we still have a yes, Lord, in our spirit. But it is amazing, like you said, we had to get to the place where God called us later down the road after almost 10 years of being married into ministry. And one of the things, like you said, this anointing came with a price. And it's amazing, you know, with two or more gathered, he said he'd be there. So we really have trusted God in every area. Now as it pertains to being stewards of his church, his house of prayer, we still trust in him and trust him, because this is his church. He said, lest I build it, you're going to labor in vain. So we've learned in our life to yield to the will of God, and it's been a blessing that, you know, we still have our marriage, our kids can look at our marriage, and they know that it's not just hypocrisy, we really live what we preach. So it's one of the things that our own children, prayerfully, you know, that word won't come back void, and they too will prosper in their marriages once they go down that road. So it's just amazing how our family and our friends, our coworkers, those who know from whence we've come, have seen the work of God in our lives.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Emily, just before you go, can you encourage somebody in the ministry? You know, there are people, women who are listening, and even some men who are listening. I want you just to encourage them in ministry. You know, we've been out here for about 6 years, and we know the road has not been easy. Nobody said it would be, but we definitely can tell you, we can testify, it has not been easy. Can you encourage somebody who feels like giving up? They know they're called to ministry. They may even be doing ministry right now, but find themselves coming up against obstacles and barriers. and setbacks. Can you just encourage those people out there on today, just before we, I know you have to go, but just before you leave.
Amen. Man of God, woman of God, if you're part of the clergy and God has called you to this, you can do it. Amen. I'm under the belief that God is just so awesome. When he calls us to a thing, he knew us before we were in our mother's womb. And be encouraged in this season. It's a unique hour in the church, not just the universal church of God, but it's a unique hour for just the church, period. Amen. If you're a pastor, you know, of a church, it really is a challenge. But be encouraged today, because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever think, ask, or imagine. Because you need to know, when you remain faithful over a few things, the word is true. He will make you ruler over much. Amen. And sometimes the resources are not there. Sometimes what you're toiling for, you don't see evidence with your eyes. But the Bible says your eyes have not even seen, nor has your ears heard, nor has it entered into your heart, if you remain faithful, what God is going to do through you in that ministry, how your ministry is going to impact this world, and you are truly going to be a world changer. And, you know, whether you had a established congregation and it dwindled, or whether you're at a crossroads now and things are not what they used to be, it is, again, a unique hour in the body of Christ. And be encouraged. Don't let the church get in the way of your marriage. We need to always keep our priorities in order. It's God first, then our families, then the church. Let me say that again. It's God first, then our families, our wife, our children, our families, and then the church. Amen? So when we keep our priorities in order, God will get the glory. So be encouraged today, because, again, we all are facing a unique hour, and this too shall pass. So, you know, just like any storm that comes into our way, whether it's in our church, in our marriage, or in our careers, finances, you know, God is able to really pull us through like he does each and every time. So look for God to restore. If your ministry really has hit a bump in the road, look for God to restore everything that the canker worm and the locust have tried to devour in this season of your ministry.
My, amen. Thank you so much, honey, for that. And I miss you. You know, I'm getting homesick. You got to hurry home.
Amen. I'm on my way. That little girl is waiting for us to go out a little bit, so I'm on my way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you, honey. And thank you so much for sharing with us in our marriage moments on today.
I love you. See you shortly.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord for Pastor Anthony. Again, I want to invite you to call in. If you're listening, listen, don't be shy. 646-652-4832. I've always wanted a broadcast where I could talk to people. You know, I used to listen to Wayne Momblow, and he was on the radio every lunch hour. I would go outside. His show was Let's Talk About Jesus. And I would go outside on my lunch hour, and I would listen to him, and I would listen to him talk to people. And I said, you know what, one day I want to do that. And here I am, amen, with my own radio talk show, and I'm talking to people every week. And it's exciting. It's really exciting. And like Pastor Anthony encouraged you in the ministry, I want to also encourage you that even if you don't have a church, but if you call it to ministry, the fivefold ministry gifts or any other form of ministry, and you know there are a whole bunch of more than the fivefold, that I want to encourage you to keep moving forward, because only what you do for Jesus is going to last. Listen, don't get discouraged. Don't get sidetracked. Don't give up. And don't let people be an obstacle to you doing what God has called you to do. And let me just say that again. Don't let other people be an obstacle to what God has called you to do. And I'm not talking about your husbands are women of God, because Pastor Anthony just broke it down for us that it's God first, marriage and family second, and then the church, amen, then our ministries, amen. So we have to just make sure that we keep things in the proper perspective. You know, I'm just amazed at my phone. I have people on the switchboard, but nobody's raising their hands. So I guess you just want to hear me. Amen. But I can talk to you. I want to say hello to my mother. I want to say hello to my mother who's listening. God bless you, mother. I want to say hello to Kathy and Ray Jones. Kathy and Ray Jones, who listen every week. Amen. And I just want to say God bless you and your marriage and everybody else who has tuned in on today. The phone lines are open. Normally I have regulars who call in on a regular basis, but guess what? It's time for your voice to be heard. Amen. My regulars are at a wedding. Amen. And some of them haven't called in. So it's up to you to call in and let your voice be heard. What is God saying? Any prophets out there? I want to know if any prophets are listening. What is God saying to the church, amen, during this season? What is God saying? What is he saying about this particular resurrection season that we're in, amen, hallelujah. You know, the Lord just quickened the word to me, amen, and he's saying that this is a season for not only for us to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but this is a season for everything else to be resurrected in your life. So if you're listening to me today, God wanted me just to speak this word through the airways that he is resurrecting some things. God is resurrecting marriage. He's resurrecting your finance. He's resurrecting your career, your business. God is resurrecting even your emotions. Amen. He's giving you new strength. You know, the Lord is saying that I'm going to pour new strength into you during this season, even as you draw nearer to me. God is saying, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And the Lord is saying, I will believe the Lord is saying today that there are some things that are seemingly dead in your life. There are some things that, some hopes that have died. There are some dreams that have died. There's a ministry that has died. And God is saying, as you continue to press your way through this storm, as you continue to draw near to me, he says, I am going to reveal my glory in that situation for sure. And God says, I'm going to reveal my glory in your life during this resurrection season, not many days from now. As you continue to press your way into the presence of the Lord, God says he's going to show himself mighty. Amen. And I believe that that's the word that the Lord just dropped into my spirit as I asked for a prophetic utterance. Amen. I believe that God is speaking, amen, to his people that not only during resurrection season are we to remember what happened 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, but during this resurrection season, we're supposed to remember that Jesus Christ, his miraculous power, and his vision for mankind, his kingdom, are still prevalent in the earth. My God, my God. Listen, Jesus is not dead, but he's yet alive. And God wants us to just be resuscitated, my God, in our faith, amen, when we increase the level of faith that we have to believe that God is not finished with us yet. My God, God, who's that for? God is not finished with you yet. You know, this might be, I see somebody and I see, you know how you have hills and then you have level land, but I see level land, you know, and it just seems like everything is flat for you and nothing is happening, amen. It just seems like everything is just like plain and everything is boring. And God is saying to you, this is just a season. It might even seem like a dry season, but God says even in your desert season, you, if you draw near to me, I will bless you as you come out of this season. Amen. God is saying, you know, and what we have to realize is that we have to make use of every season. My God, my God. As I talked about Jesus going down to hell and getting the keys, amen, we have to remember that God is still working during the winter, the fall, the summer, and the spring, amen. So we have to make use of every season. No more wasted seasons, amen, hallelujah. You know, you might feel like I have to be out there, I have to be doing something, I have to be doing ministry, I have to be singing, I have to be praying, I have to be preaching, amen. I have to be serving in the house of the Lord, ushering, I have to be, you know, on the praise team. But God is saying that there are some seasons where he will call you, and he has called you during this season to be still and know that he is God. My God, hallelujah. Why is it that we want to continue to work when God is saying, be still? Amen. Sometimes God is just saying, I just need you to be still. I need you to get closer to me. I need you to put more of my word in your heart. I need you to worship me more. I need you to spend 24/7 praising me. Amen. Sometimes God is just saying, spend this season acknowledging that I am God. Amen. And stop seeking after stuff. Stop trying to do stuff, but just abide. My God, just abide. So I just thank God for the word where he's saying, just abide, amen. Abide in me and let my words abide in you. And he says, you're going to bear much fruit. And that's scripture, amen. You're going to bear much fruit. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live with Woman to Woman. And we have someone in the chat room, amen, in his presence says, God bless you, Pastor, and to all the chat room, have a blessed day in the Lord, amen. I thank you for being with me for this 1 hour, amen, listening. Like some of you can't stay the whole 2 hours, amen. Some of you can only come for a little while, but I appreciate the time that you do come. Amen. It's always a blessing to have people coming. And everybody, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody who's listening, I just want you to know that I'm grateful that you took the time on this particular Saturday when so many people are out shopping, people are at the mall, doing what they do, getting their children ready for tomorrow. It's a good time to buy a new dress, amen, to buy a new suit, amen, buy some shoes, amen. So I know people are busy on today, amen. But I just thank God that he allowed me to be here and that he allowed Pastor Anthony to be here, all of you who are listening on the switchboard and in the chat room. Let's talk about the 7 last words of Christ. Amen. In our church last night, we had 7 young ministers, 7 people, actually not all of them were young. Evangelist Elizabeth Page is 74 years old. 74, she might be 75 already. But she came forth with the last word. And this woman is a miracle. She is a living miracle. Do you know any miracles? I mean, this woman of God is a living miracle. The devil tried to kill her on several occasions. She's been in a couple of comas. She's been in the hospital for about a year. Last year, she was in the hospital for almost a year. Amen. The doctors didn't know what to do. They thought she was gone. Amen. But she's yet still alive. Now she's been stricken with glaucoma. She had surgery on her eyes a couple of months ago, and the devil is still trying to take her sight. But I declare that she shall see. Amen. Her vision is healed and restored. She shall be able to read her Bible again. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, because Jesus is still yet opening the eyes of the blind. Amen. So she preached last night. Amen. All of our ministers had 10 minutes apiece, but Evangelist Page got in the spirit, my God, and she preached. Amen. And I just thank God for the liberty of the spirit. Amen. Some of our ministers ministered 5 minutes, some 7, some 13, some 120, amen, but God still got the glory, amen, hallelujah, and she ministered that thing, and it was just such a blessing, because here the devil is coming against her eyes, and that's what I want to say to you today, that no weapon No weapon formed against you can prosper. You might be sick in your body. The devil might be messing with your vision. You know, my daughter's been going through this thing with her hair. You know, so many things are going on in life. But guess what? God is saying that nothing can separate you from his love. And as long as you're not separated from his love, believe me, God's going to make a way out of what seems like no way for you. So you be encouraged and you keep moving forward. Look, sickness in my body, can anybody testify to the greatness of God? You know, how God has healed your body. God healed my body. My God, I think about my cousin Timmy Blake in Florida. He was hit by a truck. The truck sent him up in the air, and he broke his back in three places, amen. And he laid up in the hospital bed, and you know, for a couple of years, and they told him he would be paralyzed forever. And he began to develop bed sores, and he began to get discouraged in his spirit. I started sending him some DVDs from the church. And my God, that word quickened in his spirit, my God. And he began to have hope again and be encouraged, my God, to the point where, you know, the doctors didn't know what happened, amen. It had even gotten to the point where the doctors told them, get everything in order, called the family together and told the family around Thanksgiving of last year, 2010, told the family that Timmy Blake was getting ready to go meet his maker. But how many of you know that his maker had not said so? His maker had not said that it was time for him to go. I got on the phone, I called Timmy Blake, I talked to him about salvation, I talked to him about Jesus, I talked to him about you know, the fact that Jesus came and lived and died for his sins. I asked him if he wanted to receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. He said, yes, my God. We did the prayer of repentance, the prayer of salvation. Timmy Blake got saved that day. Amen. And do you not know that within a week, can somebody say within a week? Within a week, God had turned that situation around. Amen. I started sending him DVDs again because I had stopped for a minute. And let me tell you something. He started eating that word. And now the doctors have said to his mother, look, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what happened. We can't explain it. Ha! Come on, somebody. We cannot explain what happened. We don't have, there's no logical explanation for why this man is still in the land of the living. We are doctors, but we can't explain it. But I want to say to you, the doctor said to my aunt, he said, I want to tell you that whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. Come on. God is just so good. He said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it's working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep doing it. Listen, the prayers, the fervent prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. My God. My God. Prayer works. Amen. God answers prayers. So praise the Lord. Amen. But listen, I'm going to give you a chance to call in. Amen. Give you a chance to call in. Let's worship God a little bit. Amen.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
the Lord. I give myself away. My life doesn't belong to me. Amen. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. Amen. Call in. The number is 646-652-4832. Amen. Within the last few minutes, 45 minutes of the broadcast, I want to talk to you about what this weekend means to you and how Resurrection Sunday has impacted your life. So feel free to call in and let me know what your views on that are, 646-652-4832, or if you have anything on your mind that you want to talk to me about on today. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to share with you, I was talking about our service on last night where our ministers came forth and they began to minister. Listen, I can tell you that I was feeling in some kind of way yesterday. Amen. I had gone through being homesick, and I believe I was feeling some of the agony, amen, of what Christ felt, just a little touch of it, because how many of you know we can't endure what Jesus Christ endured on the cross? And I was feeling a little bit, you know, downcast in my spirit, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know exactly what was going on, but I think it's because I'm tired. You know, I have been working on a job, a secular job, for 2 years, working 9 to 5, and I have gotten a little bit weary in my body. I've been preaching up a storm, amen. I thank God for every open door opportunity that He has opened to let me go forth and preach, amen, this year, amen, and I just thank God for that. And also being a mother, being a wife, amen, having to prepare meals. I started exercising this year, amen. So I'm, you know, just trying to stay fit, amen, take care of myself. But the one thing that I did not master is going to bed at night. Amen. So when I know that I need 7 or 8 hours of sleep, I'm still up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I have to get up to go to work by 7. Amen. So that's only 5 hours. I don't care how you add it up, it's still only 5 hours. So, you know, the Lord is dealing with me on that. You know, the reason that I got down is because I'm tired. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and the Lord is just really dealing on with me about going to sleep. And that's one of the hardest things for me to do, is to close out each and every day, just to put it down, put down the computer, put down my Bible, put down the, turn off the TV, put down the phone, the internet, and just go to bed. Amen. I always think that there's something else that needs to be done. So I was tired and wearied in my body. And again, when I went to the service and they began to minister, those 7 last words really ministered to me. The first minister got up and she talked about forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And how many of us have been hurt this year? You know, how many of us, we're only in April, but how many of us have been hurt this year? Amen. Well, we know that somebody has hurt us and we have felt like we've forgiven them. How many of you have been hurt and you have forgiven? Amen. And then the same person came and hurt you again. My God. And then you forgave again, and the same person came and hurt you again. Amen. Hallelujah. And you forgave again. And, you know, Jesus said you have to forgive over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, Peter said, well, how many times, Jesus, how many times do we have to forgive? And he said, 7 times 70. And, you know, I think that's asking a lot because it's hard. You know, I have preached on forgiveness. I have helped people get delivered in the area of, you know, being forgiving. You know, I've written books on it. But, you know, if the truth were to be told, when you find yourself up in the middle of that situation and you're constantly being hurt, and then you're constantly being reminded that you have to forgive, it's not easy. It's not easy. So it's just quite amazing that that was the first word, forgive. You know, and the question that I asked last night after she ministered, you know, and she said, you know, search your heart. Sister Tara McCray said, search your heart and see if you're unforgiving. Have you really let go of that hurt? Have you really let go of that offense? Or are you walking around with a spirit of unforgiveness, a spirit of offense? You know, the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, and we talked about marriage earlier, but even in your relationships, how many of us are still holding on to offense? We're holding a grudge, you know, how many of us? You know, and I just really have to ask this because I didn't even realize that I was still holding on to offense. You know, I've been hurt by someone, and I forgave that person, and then they hurt me again, and I forgave them again. And, my God, it just seemed like that was the whole job, to keep hurting me. And I was like, my God, how many times am I going to forgive this person? But I felt like I was forgiving. Can anybody relate to that? I felt like I was forgiving them. I felt like I was releasing them, not holding any charges against them, not holding any offense against them. But there were times when I would be around this person and they would say something to me, and it would be something normal, like, can you pass the salt? And tears would come to my eyes. My God, and I realized that I was hurt. You know, I realized that I was still hurting, you know, that this person had hurt me to the point that this normal conversation was bringing up some feelings. Come on, somebody. I'm just being transparent because we got to get past two things. We got to get past holding on to unforgiveness, but more importantly, and I'm going to say this, I want you to hear me clearly, and I see you, caller. Raise your hand if you want to be on the air. Just press 1, and I'll put you on the air. But hear me clearly when I say this, amen. We got to stop hurting each other. My God, you know, David said in one of the Psalms, he said, I could see if it was an enemy that hurt me, but we went to the temple together. We went to the church together. We sat down and broke bread together. Amen. And you keep hurting me like this. You know, what makes us think that we could constantly talk rudely to people that we say we love? Or to anybody, because that's not the Holy Ghost, amen. That's not the fruit of the Spirit, amen, for us to be rude to each other, for us to talk down to each other. And you know, Jesus said, how can you say you love me, but you hate your brother? You hate your sister. And I'm really talking to the women out there because, you know, the men, they're doing all right getting along with each other. You know, but most of my hurt, most of my pain, in the church and even outside of the church has come from other women. And I just have to admit, you know, it hurts. You know, it really hurts when somebody hurts you, when somebody wounds you, and you don't know where that came from. You know, you're just loving on that person. You're just going about your business, being who God called you to be, and they turn around and stab you, not in your back, but in your between your breastbone, amen, right in your heart. You know, that it really, really hurts. And, yes, we have to forgive. And I had to ask God, I said, God, help me to forgive this person and all of the people who have hurt me. Because you know what happens? Somebody hurts you, and you release it. You say, okay, I forgive them. And then they, you know, you still have to be around this person. They hurt you again, and you say, okay, I forgive them. And then you begin to, you know, you're still around this person, and they hurt you again. My God, and you're trying, you know. I mean, I used to be to the point where it's like, okay, I'm not even going to let you in. I'm not even going to let you in because, you know what, I'm tired of you hurting me, you know, and I have gotten to that point, you know, where I have said, you know what, I'm tired. I would rather not be bothered with you. And I just want to say to somebody out there that sometimes when we forgive a person, it does not mean that we have to let them back in, especially if we're not married to them, if it's not your husband or your wife. Sometimes God is calling for a season of separation, amen, because the Bible tells us that God desires for us to live at peace with one another, amen. So, I want to encourage you to forgive, and then I want to encourage you, don't hurt each other. You know, let's not hurt each other. Amen. We have a hand raised. Amen. I thank God for every caller. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. And it's a pleasure. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's a pleasure to be with you on today. We're going to take this call, area code 754. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, my dear sister. This is Pastor Stephen Hamaker. Forgiveness starts in the mechanism that starts the healing process from being hurt. So you must first forgive in order to start the process of being, you know, healed from hurt. You said so many good things just in that 5 minutes that we need to, yes, we need to stop hurting each other, especially if intentionally hurting each other as the body of Christ. You say you're my sister, I say I'm your brother, then why would I try to hurt my sister or we hurt our brothers in the body of Christ? So we must eradicate that from our lifestyle. I mean, you know, and then Jesus said, if somebody hits you on one cheek, then turn and let them hit you on the other cheek. Now, after that, I don't have no more cheeks. So then I'm going to, like you just said, I'm not going to deal. Okay, I see where you're going. I'm going to, you know, excuse myself from being around you, because every time I come around you, you're finding a reason and a cause. Yes, I forgive you 7 times 70, but I'm not going to keep allowing you and presenting myself for you to slap me in my face, especially if I see that's the only kind of relationship that you want with me. I was a minister of music of a church, and for about almost two years, the guy who was working the soundboard, he would cut my mic off. I am leading service. He would either cut it down or cut it off, and in the midst of the service. And then I realized what was going on. And then after service, to really put the icing on the cake, he would run over to my wife and hug and kiss on her. And we see the whole church is seeing how you are treating me in service, and then you're going to run to my wife and hug and kiss on her. But we had to forgive. We had to forgive in love. Not just say, I forgive, but we had to forgive and allow the Lord. Because, see, in that, the Lord showed me, he said, I am developing in you the ability, watch this now, the ability to pull a train with the brakes on. This is what people don't want to do. You got to. Our warfare is not carnal, but when you go to get into the spirits and dealing with spirits, Jeremiah said, "How can you say you can run? If you can't run with the footmen, then how are you going to contend with the horsemen?" So we that are people in the Lord, in the body of Christ, and especially that we claim that God has called us to be leaders, you can't deal with the little simple things, then you'll never graduate to taking territory from the devil, taking cities from the devil, going and possessing the land. Because wherever you go, it's going to be a fight. But you got to have a warrior mentality. This is what I come
to. You know, that's powerful, Pastor Amica. Thank you so much for calling in on today, because that's powerful. But, you know, when you think about it, it's like you talked about taking territory and fighting the enemy, and we will do that. You know, but the thing about it is, when is your brother, when is your sister, the wound goes a little bit deeper. Because, you know, sometimes you don't even expect that to come from that way. And, you know, the Bible is clear about how to deal with offenses within the body, that if your sister or your brother offends you, go to that brother, go to that sister and talk it out. Say, look, this, I felt some kind of way. I felt this way when that happened, when you did this. And, you know, we really appreciate if you don't do it again. It says if they listen, then great. But if not, then you go to the elders, and then you go, you know, you go through those processes, and if they continue not to listen, then you treat them as you would an unbeliever. You know, and a lot of people would say, yeah, and a lot of people would say, okay, you treat them as you would an unbeliever, which means you have nothing to do with them, but that's not the case. Because as believers, we're not called to have nothing to do with unbelievers. We still have some form of relationship with unbelievers, although it's not an intimate relationship. So help me out here. It's precarious. It's a precarious situation. How do we handle that situation, that person who continually hurts, does not want to repent, doesn't even see themselves as being harmful, and now you're to the point where you got to treat them like an unbeliever? How exactly do you treat that person? The resolution here.
I just dealt with that situation. And when you do things to me, you disqualify yourself from being my brother and my sister. You disqualify yourself. I didn't disqualify you. Clearly, you are not my brother. Jesus said, who is my brother? Who is my sister? But he that do the will of God. And for you to keep hurting me, you are not my sister. For you to keep hurting me and treating me bad and everything, clearly you're not my brother. Because, I mean, come on. I mean, it's a way that you treat your brother and your sister. And see, what's so bad, sis, is that this, the way that you treat your natural sister and brother is the same way that you treat your spiritual sister and brother. Now, that's where the fault is.
That's good. But let me ask you this, because, you know, we sometimes in the family with our natural brothers and sisters, we're not that nice to each other, and we fall out and we have arguments, but we forgive each other, and we're able to come back into relationship with each other. You know, is that something that's supposed to be able to happen in the body, like you said, the same way that it does in our natural families? Because you have brothers and sisters that don't talk to each other and haven't talked for years. You know,
you bring the same demonic spirit into the house of God. You bring that same demon. You carry that same demon into the house of God that you do. You like you said, in the natural family, you ain't talk to your sister. People ain't talk to their mother and father in 20-plus years. 5 and 10 years, you haven't spoken to your mother, spoken to your father. That's not, you don't do that. But see, even so, even if you do that in your natural family, how can you do that same mentality in the spiritual family? It is not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be, because what yokes us and brings us together is the blood of Jesus, and it should never lose its power. And so that same demon, the shouting and dancing with that same demon in effect in your life, and that's where people really got to get delivered from. You got to get out of that. You got to get out of self. I was just having a conversation with a pastor before I called in, and I said, my prayer still my prayer is that the Lord will help me to get me out the way so that he can do what he wants to do.
Yes, amen, and that is my prayer as well, because it's like, so our answer then, you know, I mean, we're talking about dealing with difficult people here, you know, but our answer is to continually, like you said, move ourselves out of the way. That's mm-hmm. you just hit on something right there. To move mm-hmm. ourselves out of the way and just let the Lord have his way, you know, let the Lord work through us. You know, let the Lord have his way and do the work that he has to do through us, because we sometimes get caught up in the dynamics of what's going on, and we get caught up in the emotions, especially women. You know, we get mm-hmm. caught up in the emotions of what's going on, and we find mm-hmm. ourselves in that hard place where it's even hard. I know, you know, the women, I know women who are going through, and even myself included, that have gone through some things that it was even hard to go to work that day because you knew you were going to deal with that difficult boss, or to go to church that day because you knew you were going to deal with that difficult pastor, or to go to serve in ministry because you knew that ministry leader had it in for you and that they were going to give you a hard time. What is it that we can do to equip us to ministry leader?
Wow.
Ministry leader. Yeah, and you have that, you know, the house divided against itself cannot tell. I believe it's very cleverness. Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm recovering. I'm a recoverer from that. Just, but you know, like you said, David said, like you said earlier, I was wounded in the house of my friend, the person that we prayed together and shouted and danced and hold hands and run up and down the aisle and believe God with each other. That was the person that wounded me the greatest. If it was somebody down the street, you know, it don't hurt that bad. But you know, it's like you say, but it's all in the body. This is all in the body. They're cancer. They're cancer cells all through the body. And we that are spiritual must go to them and say, you cannot continue. Because, see, what I always say is a seed, you plant a seed, you're going to get a tree.
Oh, yeah.
You put out the seed of hurt, why is everybody hurting me? Then you get that Charlie Brown syndrome. Why is everybody picking on me? Because you put out a seed, and now you got a tree to deal with. Well, you got a tree, just one, not one seed, but fruit. Multiple fruit on it. This is what people don't know. You know, you hurt me today, but tomorrow somebody going to come and hurt you, and the damage is going to be done worse to you. Did what was done to me. And I'm here to help save you from unnecessary hurt. And even so, you see a lot of people who are not even in church no more. I don't go to church no more. Why? Because the church. But let's go back. What did you do to hurt somebody? And then then you get up in church and say, now, if I've done anybody wrong, come on, man, you know you done hurt somebody. Instead of you going to that person, you get up and testify, if I've done anybody wrong, come on, man, the list is long behind you of the people that you have done wrong, and that's the coward's way out.
Yes. Yeah, and I need to examine myself. See, that's a person that needs to examine themselves. And, you know, that's the word I was talking about, the word, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. As that word was coming forth on last night, I believe a lot of people were doing self-examination to just really examine themselves to say, listen, am I hurting people? You know, because, I believe that hurting people hurt people, you know. But I also believe that Jesus said when they asked him about the blind man who sinned him or his mother and him or his parents, and he said, no one sinned. He said, he's just blind so that I could get the glory. So even though there are people that are out there hurting people and they're reaping what they have sown, there are also people who are being caught up in under the attack of somebody who is just out there running rampant in the church, like you said, a ministry leader who's bitter, has other motives other than to bring God the glory, a ministry leader who is jealous. Now, that innocent person comes into the ministry just wanting to work in ministry, a ministry leader who is territorial and does not want to lose their position. Now, this person who just comes into the church and the pastor says, oh, I think you'd be excellent in this ministry, and puts that person in that particular ministry, and now here you have this ministry leader there who's waiting to devour, like the devil, just looking to see whom she or he can devour, and now you have somebody hurt and running, maybe a baby Christian, and running out of the church because this person is allowed to rule and reign in that position. And maybe the pastor knows, maybe the pastor doesn't know, because nobody's told the pastor. See, we're not going through the process that's been laid out. Go to the leaders and tell the leaders what's going on. So, you know, it's just how do we, it's a demon spirit. You said it. It's that same demon spirit that's running people out of church. People come to church to get help and end up getting hurt. And now they're running out of the church and they run to the next church. And guess what they meet at the next church? The same demon spirit that's going to perpetuate some more hurt. Because what? Guess what, Pastor? The devil goes to church.
Yeah.
Yes, he's going and he's beating us to church.
And what's worse about that, sis, is the devil and the demons had a meeting. And they said, we should go to church and hide in the church and nobody will never see us.
My God.
You know,
my God. How about this? The people that do see us, they're not going to say anything. They're not going to do anything. They're going to leave and go to another church, or they're going to go home and talk about us, you know, and what we did. But they're not going to. But we're still going to continue to rule this church. Come on. Oh my God. And this is another thing, Pastor Amica, and I thank you for calling in. God bless you. And this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. You're tuned in to Women to Women. Our last 15 minutes, we have Pastor Amica on the phone, on the air with me on today. If you want to be on the air, you can just call in to 646-652-4832. Press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll see your hand raised and put you on the air. If not, just enjoy the show. Amen. How about this, Pastor Amica? You know, how about the fact that we see hurt and we experience hurt, but we don't know how to go to the person and say, look, you're hurting me, because they are oblivious, or they seem to be oblivious. They seem to be totally unaware of the fact that they're hurting us. And if we go to them and say, look, you hurt me, they're like, no, what? You're crazy. You're imagining things. I didn't do anything to you. I love you. What do you do with those type of people?
I've experienced that many times. And I tell them, I say, well, why would I come to you and tell you that you're standing on my foot if you wasn't? And sometimes people, they just don't accept what they're doing. They don't want to be, you know, they got this righteous spirit about them that they don't want to be corrected, and to be able, you know, to for people to let them know, hey, you know, why would I come over here and tell you you're standing on my foot if you're not? And please stop stepping on my toe because you're hurting me. And that person has a worse spirit on them than just the person that is being hurt. So then thank God not in the shape that you're in, to a certain extent, because at least I know my feelings and I know myself. And you don't, you're not in touch with your feelings in yourself. So that person needs more prayer, more deliverance than the person is being helped or hurt. We pray for each other. We pray for each other, and that the Lord, that he has mercy on that person. God, Lord, have mercy on you, because you don't even see what you're doing. And again, every seed brings back fruit. It's going to bring back a tree of its own kind. And people will be hurting you. And you walk up and say, man, you hurt me. Pastor Hamilton, you hurt me. Brother, I thought you was my brother. And then I turn around and say, well, sis, I don't know nothing about it. Well, then guess what? Then when I go and a person hurts me, and they say the same thing you said, I didn't know nothing about it.
That
hurts even more. That hurts even more, right? Because here I am with my hand in my heart and it's bleeding, and then you just don't even, you know, have enough God respect for me that you would say, well, here, let me help you put your heart back together. And that's another thing that is missing in the body. It's missing, sis. It's missing. It's missing. It's every man for himself. And you do me, I do me, and who cares about you? But it's so prevalent in the body. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble. You probably hang me up now. It's so prevalent in the body because we're not preaching the gospel. When Jesus preached, he hit everything. Not just running and falling on the floor and running up and down the house. He didn't just hoop and holler to get people's emotions, but he preached about every facet of life.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you go to the church and they only preach one thing,
right.
And you don't ever hear nothing about it because I don't care about that part of you. That's what you're telling me.
Wow.
You don't care about that part of me. You don't care about that issue in my life. You don't care that I'm dealing with this thing. As long as I come, give you some money, open holler, run up and down the aisle, you good. As my pastor, you're good with what I'm doing.
Wow, that's something, sir.
Stephen Amaker. She is not responsible for what I say.
Yeah. Amen. Amen, Pastor. I tell you, the Lord just used you. Pastor Emily just walked into the studio and he heard the part about, you know, you standing on my foot. You know, he just, we find that to be a blessing and humorous at the same time, sad and funny. Because it's so true in so many places. And I just thank you for shining some light on some things that have been on my heart and I'm certain on the heart of a lot of different people that are listening. Stay with me. We have another hand raised. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get this caller on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 7. No, that's not him. Amen. He's on air. Area code 908. Area code 908. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca. How you doing today?
Praise the Lord, Mother Belly. I'm just doing really well after being poured into last night. And again on today, having these very enlightening, intimate conversations with the callers on Woman to Woman today. How are you?
I am doing very well. God is truly blessing me. I've listened at the whole program. I'm always talking, so I really wanted to listen. And especially I heard the marriage moment, and I thought it was a blessing. And as you know, I'm a widower. But by the same token, I'm interested, especially when I have sons and daughters that are married, and I thank the Lord for that, you know. But the other thing I thought, it was really quite informative, and I agree with Pastor when he said that if you two, if your children see certain things in your relationship as far as being forgiveness, forgiving each other, being tolerant, being loving, and especially the sons see it in their father, they're going to manifest some of those same traits, because we do pick up the characteristics of our parents. And that's what we're supposed to do as children of God, as disciples, as people who manifest, say that we love the Lord and that we are walking according to his word. And therefore, when someone intentionally hurts us, sometimes it hurts. And if we prayed about it and we've gone to the person and the person just outright say, no, I didn't do it, or I didn't mean it that way, but just go on as though nothing happened, but do it again, we just got to continually go to the Lord rather than take it out in a public forum. Some people want to run and tell the next person on the pew and tell this person and that. We just got to take it before the Lord and ask him to examine us and make sure there's nothing in us that's causing that person to act that way, or by the same token that we're not perceiving to see something that isn't there. But by the same token, if the person continually to do that, and of course I'm sure all of us has had this happen to a point where we get up in the morning, like you said, and we say, well, you know what, I don't really want to go to church today because I don't want to have to deal with such and such. Listen, what's the purpose of going? Are you going because you want to deal with sister so-and-so? Are you going because you want to be pleasing and do what the Lord said about sending yourselves together? And you want to be, if you want to truly please God, you go. And you sit there and you pray. And that usually that's the day the Lord bless you the most. That's the way you feel the anointing the most, is when you push your way and go on because of the adversary. Maybe the enemy didn't want you there in the first place, and he sent somebody along to antagonize you to keep you out of there. Because he knew God had something in store for you. And it's so many things. I didn't really mean to call you today. I meant to listen at the entire show. But I sat and I thought about it. We cannot. And then we can't cut ties all the time because a brother, a sister, it's as you said. I have brothers and sisters, and they may do something to hurt me, but I don't throw them away. My natural brothers and sisters, I still love them. I still pray for them. And at some appointed time, God will bring us together where we can discuss our issues. Now, if that doesn't happen, I don't stop loving my brothers and my sisters. I forgive them, but I just don't put myself in a position to be hurt like that again.
Wow.
And it's the same with our brothers and sisters in church. We got to continue to love them, continue to pray for them, but not put ourselves in the position where they can hurt us. We realize now, oh, I see, I understand. So now we ask God to cover us and cover our heart, and then have that angel send that ministering protective shield around you. So when that stuff come forth again, you know what? You can look at it and say, you can laugh. And you can smile and go on.
Wow. That just adds to even what Pastor Amica was saying, and, you know, helping us to iron this thing out, because, you know, you get to the point where you – I think I just got a light bulb just came on in the spiritual realm. You know, you just get to the point where you realize that that person that's continuing to hurt you over and over and over again, and they're in the church, their brother or sister, that person, you get to realize that that is that person's issue.
Yes.
And you take it all, and not a reflection of you or something you've done or haven't done. So you take it off of you, and you realize that this person is dealing with some issues that are, that these issues are causing him or her to hurt you. Because, again, this person is hurting in some way. This person has some unresolved stuff that is causing them to lash out, causing them to act a certain way. And as much as we would like to be, we're not the savior. We can't heal everybody, can't help everybody. And like you said, it helps just to know that. Look at her or his relationship with to his or her mother, father. Look at the way they relate to other people around them. Look at the way that they relate to other people in the church.
Yes.
And then you'll realize that it's not just you, but this is something that's beyond you, so we can't take it personally. And that's what I believe Jesus, even from the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They're ignorant of their own they're ignorant of the pain that they're inflicting upon me. They're ignorant of the fact that they are hurting me, you know, and I mean, how could they be ignorant? They drove nails to his hands, for God's sake. They spit on him. They talked about him. You know, they went along with the crowd. You know, somebody said last night, the same crowd said, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. Those same people that called them king said, crucify them. The same folk, you know, nobody stood up to say, look what you're doing to Jesus.
Yeah.
Look what you're doing to Christ. You know, and that's what happens in our daily lives, that people see it, but no one stands up to say, look what you're doing to her. Look what you're doing to him. And at the same token, by the same token, that person, right, it just it's complicated, you know.
Yes, it is.
Pastor said, don't let anybody drive you away from the church. Like you
never.
Said, we have to come together, and we have to. The bottom line. We can talk about this until we're blue in the face, but I'm glad we have talked about it because you know I needed this, and I know that some other people out there needed this because we're all dealing with some difficult people in our lives. But the bottom line is that we got to forgive. We have to.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And we have to love. We've been called to, we've been commanded to forgive and called to love. And we have to forgive. I mean, no matter how much it hurts. And even so, you say, well, if I forgive him, why does it still hurt? Because it's a process. You know, healing is a process.
The wound.
And no matter how much it hurts, it will hurt you more not to forgive.
That's right. Healing
so
is forgiving is the beginning, like he said, of the healing process. When you forgive, when I forgive, it's the beginning of the healing process for me, and it takes time for a wound to heal.
Wow! It takes time for a wound to heal. Oh, my God, it's just the beginning. Pastor Anthony's in the studio. He's like, yes, it's just the beginning. So, Mother, just in this last 2 minutes, I want you to just take a minute to encourage somebody out there who's going through and who needs to forgive and be healed.
One of the main first thing I would say is that remember, Christ loved us so much, he forgave us when we were yet sinners. And if he loved us so much that he was willing to go to the cross and willing to bear what the cross entailed for us, I'm sure whatever has been done to us is not anything compared to what he must have endured. And I'm sure still endures when we walk not according to his will. And the one thing we have to know is that whatever the situation, that God loves us. He truly loves us, and he has a concern for our well-being, not just our physical, our natural, but our, even those mental hurts, those hurts that we think that we can never, not ever get over. But all we have to do, we just have to ask him first to forgive us. And then the same as the word said, as ye are forgiven, forgive. We have to forgive first. Forgive the person that hurt us. And then ask the Lord to deal with that issue concerning them. God is amazing. There are some things that happened to me in my life I didn't ever think I would ever be able to get over. But I've gotten over them. And because God has taken me over them, I can truly say they were a blessing to me. They strengthened me. They helped me. You will get through it. Nothing, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. If you just make that first step and say, Lord, you know, they really hurt me, but I forgive them. It's over. It's done. Now, Lord, help me to walk on by faith, and you'll be all right.
Yes, my God. My God. To God be the glory. Mother, thank you so much for those words of encouragement, and thank you for calling in today. We needed to hear from you. Please continue to call in. It's just only for a few minutes. Because we need that wisdom that the Lord has imparted to you through your experiences and through your relationship with Him. Amen. Amen. So we're at the end of the broadcast. And again, Mother, thank you for calling in. Thank you to all of you who are listening on today. Go out and forgive intentionally.
Yes.
Forgive somebody today. Don't
yes.
keep it in your heart. Release it to the Lord. Ask Him
yes.
to forgive you. You forgive the person or people who have hurt you, and then ask God to help you to deal with those people, and ask God
yes.
to deal with them on your behalf. Amen.
Yes.
And let God
amen.
Get the glory. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Mother, thank you again.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony.
God bless.
God bless you. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And again, tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. We invite you to come over to New Creation Christian Ministries at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Whatever's going on, remember that Jesus got up. The grave couldn't hold Him. And you can get up too. He has put power in you, if you're a believer,
yeah.
to make it through any crucifixion, any persecution, any storm, any pain that you can endure. So get up tomorrow and come out and join us at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries. We'll be looking for you. And if you can't make it to our church, go to your church. If you have a church, go to your church first anyway. And then if you don't have a place to go, definitely come out and worship with us on tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. I'll see you next week right here on Woman to Woman. And we're going to just go off the air. Amen. And I'm going to play Pastor Alicia Cooper, Gratitude. Amen.